Hey everybody, let's do announcements first. Real short time together this morning. We did not get snow last night, but welcome. Here we are, November 16, and this Sunday at 2 o'clock will be our community dinner, and many will be helping with that, and we hope many from the community will come. Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, we'll have our special Thanksgiving service. November 27th, which is the first Sunday of Advent, and the Scouts will be selling wreaths. December 2nd, the Pie Social. I'll have all the times and things next week, but check on that. December 3rd, the Live Nativity. December 10th, the Christmas Fair. December 16th, the Messiah Sing. And December 17th, the Community Breakfast. And of course, culminating with Christmas Eve services, December 24th, and special Sunday service on Christmas Day. So you'll be hearing more about all that, but that's where we are. We're headlong rushing into the end of the year. Colossians 1, we will finish this morning. Thought we had done that, but we hadn't. So verses 24 through 29, Paul writes, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings, for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known. The mystery hidden for ages and generations," so it's a mystery, "hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy, that he powerfully works within me." The word of the Lord. A lot going on in these few verses, but certainly, Paul reminds the church that his work, his suffering, is to increase the body and for the benefit of the church, the body of Christ. He also mentions that the gospel is a mystery that was hidden, but has been revealed to God's people, and that God has chosen us, and he has chosen to reveal the mystery of Christ. And then he says this great phrase, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." If we have hope of salvation, if we have hope of forgiveness, if we have hope for eternal life, that hope is in Christ. Christ in you. We must have Christ in us. We must be transformed. We must be born again. We must have repented of our sin. Ask Christ to be our Savior. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, if anyone comes in." So Christ in you. That's our hope. It's not what we do. It's what Christ did. So Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then Paul ends by again saying, it's him we proclaim. We proclaim Christ, nothing else. It's him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom that we might present those folks mature in Christ. That's the goal. Paul says, I toil and struggle for this with all the energy that God has given me. So just a short time in this word, and I hope that encourages you. Remember, Christ in you is your hope of glory. Father, we pray for this day. We thank you we didn't get the snow and that we can travel to and fro and be safe. We pray for all these upcoming events, Lord, and may we always remember that you're our only hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless all of you, and we'll see you soon. Bye now.